Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
This is America on the Road, named Best Radio Show by the International Automotive Media Conference, and now in its 31st year on the air. Thanks for being with us as we bring you the latest automotive information from around the world. I'm Jack Nerad. With me is co-host Chris Teague. Chris, it is great to be with you in this post-Thanksgiving show. I know among your many talents, you're a chef. I'm wondering if you prepared the neighborhood meal.
I did. This year, my neighbors took over the turkey duty, but we still did stuffing and mashed potatoes and gravy. And I have to tell you, my pumpkin pie to blood ratio is dangerous right now. How are things over for you guys?
You know, they decided, my family inexplicably doesn't like turkey. So we've gone to lasagna, of all things. I don't know. We have no Italian heritage that I'm aware of. But that's our Thanksgiving dinner, which is great for
some people. I like lasagna.
Yeah, lasagna's delicious. Well, let's talk about what we're going to talk about here, because, boy, there's news and after news, I'll tell you. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration plans to make a controversial safety technology mandatory on all cars and light trucks. Many people aren't happy about that. Maybe we're among them. We'll talk about that. We'll have the details on that. There is going to be an all-new Formula One racing team in 2026, and it will bear a familiar brand. We'll tell you the brand and have our comments coming up. Hyundai and Kia are recalling about 200,000 EVs, not used EVs, I guess they're used now, EVs based on safety concerns. We'll tell you more on that. And Fiat has unveiled a new edition of its 500e electric car. That was at the Los Angeles Auto Show that I attended. So what do you think is the biggest story this week, Chris?
Ooh, I don't know. The recall sounds like a pretty big one to me. I think that might make an impact.
Yeah, it's going to have a big impact, I think. America on the Road is brought to you by DrivingToday.com, EMLancey.com, the publisher of my latest book, Dance in the Dark, and Mercury Insurance. If you're looking to save some money, you should switch to Mercury for your auto and home insurance. Californians save an average of $670 with Mercury. So imagine how much you could save. Get a quote today at DrivingToday.com/auto insurance. That's DrivingToday.com/auto-insurance. Well, as you longtime listeners of the show know, Chris lives at one end of the country. I live at the other. Each week we get together to talk about cars. And what vehicle will you be road testing this week, Chris?
I spent the week behind the wheel of the 2025 Hyundai Tucson Limited. It got a recent facelift, and I can't wait to tell you all about it.
You know, I was driving one of those recently, too. I was on the launch, so we have a lot to talk about there. We can share our thoughts on that. My test car this week is the 2025 Toyota Crown Signia. I'll tell you all about that a little later in the show. We have two guests with us. Bob Broderdorf is Senior Vice President and Head of Jeep, and Amir Ahmed is Head of Fiat. And we'll be right back with more of America on the Road. Welcome back to America on the Road with Chris Teague. This is Jack Nerad back with you. We're so happy you're with us. We really do appreciate you.
It's Black Friday buildup at Lowe's. Get a head start on Black Friday all month long with exclusive deals. Right now, get 25% off select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees just in time for the holidays. And get a free select tool when you buy a select battery or combo kit. So don't wait to save. Shop these deals in-store or online now, because Lowe's knows deals. Valid 11/21 through 11/27 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Thanks to Total Wine, you saved more on all the gifts for the ones you adore. Wines and beers all nestled on shelves. Got some advice from our helpful elves. Oh, so many gifts to explore when you go to Total Wine and more. Bottle so delightful, whoa, whoa, whoa. Price so amazingly low, low, low.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28, in-store only.
I'm always sad when Black Friday's over until I remember the cyber deals at Kohl's. I just went and found savings you don't want to miss, like 40% off floor care fines, 50% off party-ready styles, 50% off women's boots, and 50% off beauty faves. Plus, score extra Kohl's cash with $15 earned for every $50 spent, and get 20% off some of your finds at Kohl's. Select styles, offers end December 2nd, coupons do not apply to floor care and party-ready styles, coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora, some exclusions apply, see store or Kohl's.com for details.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah! And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Bro. Welcome back to America on the Road with Chris Teague. This is Jack Erad back with you. We're so happy you're with us. We really do appreciate you joining us on America on the Road. And this is the news segment, and the feds are making more news, as they typically do. I mean, a lot of what we report many times has to do with the government, and the government is butting into, maybe that's a negative way. Let's put it this way. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, which we refer to as NHTSA, has decided it's going to mandate automatic emergency braking in all new passenger vehicles by 2029. We've talked about this a little bit because this was rumored to be going to happen. What's your off-the-cuff take on this, Chris?
Well, they have data that shows that this technology saves lives. They're projecting that it'll save, I think they say, 360 lives annually and prevent 24,000 injuries. I like the technology when it works. You know, I think there's still some refinement to be done. We've talked about this. There are some false alarms. I had a Volkswagen, owned one that would just slam on the brakes randomly, but that was a defect. So, you know, it has to work, and I think they have a little bit of time to refine it, but I hope they get it right.
Yeah, the auto industry is not exactly happy about this. The Alliance for Automotive Innovation, which is an alliance of automakers, is against the regulation. And their concerns, I think, are pretty real, having tested it the way you and I have. Maybe we're testing it inadvertently, because sometimes it just seems to happen that you're getting this emergency braking when it's not called for. And I think that's their concern. They are also afraid that braking at speeds up to 90 miles an hour might be a bit much. And detecting pedestrians in all kind of lighting conditions is a concern as well. So there are concerns about this. And I'm not sure that this is 100% completely baked technology. And I think that's my major concern.
Yeah. And, you know, people do tend to have a tendency to rely on these technologies a little bit too heavily at times. And as we've just talked about, you know, if they're not working 100% of the time or as expected 100% of the time, it could be a recipe for disaster, as you point out, at speeds of up to 90 miles an hour. So
there was a infrastructure law, the bipartisan, quote unquote, 2022 bipartisan infrastructure law that kind of suggested this. So this builds on a voluntary commitment. A lot of vehicles are already equipped with this, but we'll have to see. In a related story, Nissan has convinced a federal appeals court to decertify a class action lawsuit alleging faulty automatic emergency braking systems. This is not suggesting that these systems are okay. What they're saying is the various cases here are so different that it doesn't deserve a class action suit. There are 14 different Nissan models. But just as we were talking about, there are sudden and unnecessary braking in low-risk situations, near overpasses. I think you and I probably experienced that. In parking garages, in parking situations.
They picked up large mailboxes on the side of the road while you're driving, thinking that's a vehicle. I mean, yeah, there are all sorts of things.
Yeah, so we'll have to see what's going on with that. It's slated as a win for Nissan. They're going to fight each of these cases individually. Again, this doesn't seem like fully baked technology to me, but we'll have to see. And of course, there's a long time between now and 2029. So hopefully.
Yeah, you know, the government doesn't always hit the mark when it comes to placing the heart, the cart and the horse in the correct position. So we'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah, exactly true. Well, we alluded to the fact there would be a new Formula One racing team, and my wife and I just witnessed the Los Angeles Formula One, or not in Los Angeles, I'm sorry, Las Vegas Formula One race recently, which is kind of cool. It's a night race in the middle of the night, probably horrible for people in the Eastern time zone, but very, very cool for us out west. And there will be a new horse in the race from General Motors. There will be a Cadillac team in 2026. And Cadillac says it aims to evolve into a full works team, like full-fledged team, not just buying engines and cars from others and slapping their name on it, by the end of the decade. So they will be building their own cars, building their own engines. This is a massive expenditure.
Well, I don't want to throw shade at Haas because they are technically an American team, but it's about time we got a real American team in Formula One. As you mentioned, you know, General Motors is planning to enter in 2025. They won't have their own power unit developed until at least 2028. So they'll probably lean on Ferrari or another team, maybe Honda, in the meantime. But it is exciting, and it may give us an opportunity to see some legitimate American drivers. You know, Colton Herta is a good name to throw in there. And so I think it's, if Formula One truly wants to be the global series that it says, then the U.S. is a very important market, and this is a great step.
I'm curious as to how the Formula One formula will evolve over time and what they're going to be looking at. I think there's going to be more and more electrification, but it's not going to be Formula E, I don't think. I'm not sure how this works with General Motors going all electric all the time, or maybe they're backing off of that. I know that General Motors President Mark Reuss, who I actually know quite a bit and have known for years, loves racing, absolutely loves racing, and would like the Cadillac brand to be associated with performance. That's where he thinks that brand moves forward. I'm not sure that in the public mindset it's a BMW or a Mercedes competitor.
Well, Cadillac already has a very compelling Le Mans hypercar, and you know, they've had some success with that, and they've been competing on the global stage in that series and others for quite a while. In terms of their production vehicles, you know, I don't think many people, as you say, consider them to be a BMW or a Mercedes competitor, but they certainly are rubbing shoulders with them on the circuit.
One of the cool things, too, is Mario Andretti, who's a friend of the show, he's been on the show several times, I've known him for years, is going to be a director, so that's kind of cool.
Yeah, I saw that.
An all-American guy who raced in Formula One. You know, what a pedigree he has as a race driver. In virtually every series, he was a champion. And one of my heroes is just a terrific guy. Well, Hyundai, Genesis, and Kia are recalling over 200,000 vehicles in the United States due to safety concerns. Basically, it's all of their electric vehicles. Kia EV6, the Hyundai IONIQ 5 and 6, the Genesis G80 EV, are the ones being recalled. About 62,000, almost 63,000 Kia vehicles and 145,000 Hyundai and Genesis vehicles. I didn't realize there were that many electric vehicles out there from these brands, but it's interesting. What happens is the charging units could cause power loss. And then when you don't have power, all of a sudden, the electric vehicle doesn't go forward, which could lead to collision risks and that kind of thing. There could be warning lights and chimes going off to let you know that something is wrong, which I guess is good.
I love most of these recent recalls. I've been writing about several of them. These very serious sounding problems can be fixed with a software update. It's exceptional how far automakers have been able to come with so many of these fixes where people don't even necessarily need to visit a dealer, though I think some of these do require that. But as you point out, they will inspect the unit. If it's defective, they'll replace it. Otherwise, the software will be updated free of charge. So, but it does impact a whole lot of vehicles.
Yeah, and as with most of these recalls, we strongly suggest, we at America on the Road, you get this thing fixed, even if your car appears to be operating properly, because why not? You don't want this to happen suddenly. It could suddenly happen, and you're in a world of hurt. At the same time, Hyundai is recalling 42,000 Tucson and Santa Cruz models. We're going to be talking about Tucson coming up, and I think we both like that vehicle a lot. They have a transmission issue that could cause the vehicles to shift out of park without braking, so they could roll away. So watch out your parking.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to America on the Road with Chris Teague. Jack Nerad back with you, and we're so glad you're with us. We do appreciate the fact that you've joined us on America on the Road, and it is road test time. And Chris, you are road testing a vehicle that you have road tested for the last several months. And now you have a different edition to talk about. So tell us about it.
I do. It's a little bit of a different color and interior configuration, but overall, it's very similar to ours. This is the 2025 Honda Prologue. Jack, as we talked about before, this vehicle, it was produced in conjunction with General Motors. So even though we're calling this a Honda, it was built by a General Motors factory in Mexico, and it shares a bunch of its underlying engineering with the Chevrolet Equinox EV, Ultium technology, and that sort of stuff. So a little bit of a hybrid attitude going on here, and I'll get a little bit more into that too. But Jack, and I asked you this with the ZDX. Have you driven the Prologue, and what do you think about it if you have?
I have driven it. I think I drove it at North American Car of the Year testing in Ann Arbor about a month or so ago. I was impressed with it. I mean, it's one of those vehicles that it doesn't jump out at you from an excitement point of view. I mean, its styling isn't so exciting inside and out. It's one of those. It strikes me as perfectly functional, but not necessarily getting my heart started. Is that fair?
Yeah, you know, it's funny you say that. When people ask me what I think of it, I say, it's fine. You know, it's perfectly fine. Right. It does what we ask of it. But in any case, this vehicle starts in the mid $40,000 range. The top elite trim, which is what I own and what I tested, is up in the $60,000 range. With the base model, you get an 85 kilowatt hour battery, single motor, 212 horsepower, 236 pound feet of torque. This model has all wheel drive. So you get the same 85 kilowatt hour battery, but you get two electric motors, 288 horsepower, 333 pound-feet of torque, and as I mentioned, all-wheel drive. So if you're listening to this, 288 horsepower doesn't sound like a lot, and it doesn't feel like a lot when you're driving this vehicle either. You do benefit. 333 pound-feet of torque is nice, and you get all that off the line with the electric powertrain. So it does feel quicker than it probably is in operation, but I would still say your 0 to 60 times are not going to be super impressive by any stretch of the imagination. You get 296 miles of range with the two-wheel drive models. The all-wheel drive drops to 281, and then the Elite, which is what I mentioned I tested, goes down further to 273 miles of range. And having owned this vehicle for 6 months now or so, I can tell you that those numbers are pretty accurate. We get around 270, 265, something like that, on a single charge. Honda says you can DC fast charge from 20 to 80% in 35 minutes. So if you did need to stop at a public charger, you have plenty of, you know, you can get a good charge in just a little bit of time. But the level two charging at home is just fine. We plug in at night, wake up in the morning, and we're at 85% and ready to go. The base models get cloth upholstery inside, Jack. I should point out that this is a five-seat SUV, so it's a two-row, not a three-row model. You get leather upholstery in the higher trims, which is what my Elite model had. Heated and ventilated front seats. You get a heated steering wheel. And Jack, this vehicle is plenty spacious inside. You don't have the transmission tunnel running through the middle of the floor. The front seats are spacious. They're wide. They're nicely supportive. They're not as padded as I would expect from something made by General Motors. You know, you kind of get the old person feel in some of the seats, and I was hoping for that here, but no dice, but there is plenty of room. And then children in the back seat have no trouble with the bench. We fit two full-size car seats back there and booster seat with no problem. So again, I think, you know, you have plenty of space inside. Jack, what do you think of the visual appeal of the Prologue interior?
I think it's just fine. I mean, the way you describe the vehicle, there's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing particularly memorable about it. I think you're crossing brands here is part of the issue. And there's only so much Honda can do, and there's only so much GM that they're going to leave in it, but they have to leave some in it. So I think it's what happens when you kind of mix two things like that together.
Yeah, and I will say, I think what Honda has done with the interior design is a little bit more interesting than what Chevy did with the Equinox's interior. So the Elite trim, the one that we own, has a light-colored interior with navy blue and gray leather. My test model had a black leather interior with red stitching. So it's a little bit more visually appealing than the Chevy models, but overall very similar inside. You get an 11-inch digital gauge cluster, if I can say that, and an 11.3-inch touchscreen with this vehicle. Wireless Apple CarPlay and Android Auto are standard. With the Honda model, you don't get those features with GM vehicles, which is a huge benefit for me if you're going to buy one of these. If you like Apple CarPlay like I do, then Honda or Acura are the only two choices you have there. You also get Bluetooth, six speakers as standard, HD radio, Sirius XM radio. My Elite test model came with a 12-speaker Bose premium audio system and then a full suite of advanced safety equipment. So you get lane change alerts, blind spot monitoring, rear cross traffic alerts, and the whole deal. Jack, I would have to say that if I were going to buy one of these sort of twins or one of these counterparts of this Ultium technology, the Prolog would probably be my choice. And it's not just because I own one. I think the price point is correct. I like the styling the best out of the group. And the addition of Apple CarPlay is something that you don't get, like I said, with the General Motors variant. So I think Honda did a good job with the adaptation.
Yeah, makes sense. Makes sense. And I think Honda's eager to get them out the door, too. So there's nothing wrong with that. And that gives you maybe some leverage when you're making your deal with the dealer. And all to the good. Well, I was driving a vehicle, Chris, that kind of made me nostalgic for a drive we took. One of the few times we have driven together over time. We're talking about the Hyundai Santa Cruz, and we were there for the launch that was near Santa Cruz, California, a while ago. I think it was in 2021. And what they have done with the Santa Cruz is essentially taken the Tucson crossover SUV, the compact SUV, and essentially the front half of that, and then put a pickup truck body on it as opposed to a crossover body with the open cargo bed of a pickup truck. And I think it's pretty cool. It's a 5-passenger vehicle with essentially a big trunk, because that open cargo bed also has a tonneau cover over it that can be locked, which I think is a great advantage to that. Ford has done a similar thing, introducing the Maverick pickup truck, but there's kind of a different personality between the two. You've driven both. I mean, what's your take on the difference between the Maverick and the Santa Cruz?
Yeah, the Santa Cruz feels more like a complete vehicle to me. It's more family-oriented. The interior is more comfortable, not quite as bare bones. And the Maverick really leans into that sort of utility aspect of the pickup truck. The interior is not quite as nice. Still a decent place to spend time, but I think that the Santa Cruz feels more comfortable and complete to me.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I think the Santa Cruz is more upscale, and it's more upscale in terms of price, too. So it kind of makes sense that it would have a bit more interior accoutrement than the others would have. I don't know what accoutrement means, but I think it means stuff. It is available in 5 different trims: SE, SEL, SEL Activity, the off-road oriented XRT, which is pretty new, and the Limited, which is the vehicle I drove. And it has good stuff, although even the SE, which starts right under $30,000, has some pretty good stuff: LED headlights, it has a multifunction tailgate, 18-inch alloy wheels, the 12.3-inch touchscreen. This has multiple touchscreens inside, Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, and a bunch of safety features. If you add all-wheel drive, that adds $1,500. The vehicle has 2 engine options, a 4-cylinder, just a conventional 4-cylinder, and a turbocharged 4-cylinder, available in front and all-wheel drive. And I'm eager kind of to drive the XRT trim, although I did not. What I found about this vehicle, and I'll talk about the test vehicle that I drove, and I think we found that when we were driving this vehicle a while ago, is it's a pretty cool on-road vehicle. It in many ways feels like a sports sedan. Do you feel the same way, especially in this, you know, turbo limited trim?
Yeah, they've done a good job of the on-road behavior. It does feel sportier than like a pickup truck would feel.
Yeah. The vehicle I had is the Santa Cruz Limited All-Wheel Drive. It has a ton of advanced safety and premium convenience features. It has a 2.5-liter turbocharged 4-cylinder engine with plenty of horsepower. I think 281 horsepower, if memory serves. I have it somewhere here in my notes. An 8-speed dual-clutch transmission that doesn't act clunky like some dual-clutch transmissions act, which is a good thing. And it has H-Track All-Wheel Drive, the Hyundai All-Wheel Drive system. Not a heavy off-roader by any stretch of the imagination, but on-road and in bad weather, I think it's a very, very nice vehicle. My test vehicle was in this Hampton gray color, which is a pretty cool-looking color. 20-inch alloy wheels, LED lighting, including the headlights, the daytime running lights, which have been changed for the 2025 model year. They changed the Tucson, so they essentially changed the Santa Cruz at the same time. Safety is a priority in this vehicle. It has a lot of advanced technologies. It has a forward collision avoidance system, lane keeping assist, blind spot, collision warning, surround view monitor. In this upscale, and my test vehicle was $42,500, so with a as tested price with the destination charge of close to $45,000, so that's a lot for a compact utility vehicle, but has a lot of convenience features. It's really fully equipped, kind of like a luxury vehicle, I think. Keyless push-button start, power sliding rear glass, the digital instrument cluster. So it has two 12.3-inch digital displays side by side. Pretty cool. Power driver seat with memory settings. The front seats are leather trimmed, heated, and ventilated. In a lot of ways, Chris, I think you could put a luxury brand on this vehicle in this particular trim, and it wouldn't be out of place.
Yeah, I wouldn't be unhappy to see a Genesis version of this vehicle. I think that it does feel quite upscale, and that's true for Hyundai's SUVs and sedans as well. You know, I think they do a really good job with packaging and value, and this is no exception.
Yeah. So a lot of good stuff. Infotainment system has wireless Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, as we alluded to recently. Truck bed has a 115-volt power outlet, adjustable storage, again, that locking tonneau cover. So this is a vehicle I like. I liked it then. I like it now. In some ways, it's a toy truck, but you have that open bed when you want it, and it locks up, and that's good. So that stuff's out of sight. I think there's a lot to like about this particular vehicle. So two vehicles worthy of consideration here, the Honda Prologue and the Hyundai Santa Cruz. So look for those. And when we come back, we will be interviewing Ted West, auto journalist and all-around good guy who has a new novel to talk about. So stay with us for that, and we'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
I got a line.
He got a line.
She got a line.
We got four lines. Cricket Nation. Cue finger guns. Really easy. Super stress-free. 5G so fast. Like blazing fast. Games and memes. You'll have a blast. You can get fast 5G across four lines. You can get fast 5G across four lines. As we discuss, take it from us. We four are one. Cricket Nation.
And only $25 a line. Welcome to more lines. Welcome to Cricket Nation. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Discount varies by line. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. See cricketwireless.com for details.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a colonial with high ceilings, hardwood floors, and a peaceful neighborhood. And you found it. Now, every Saturday at 6 a.m., you get to wake to the sound of your neighbor's leaf blower. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Was the holiday season at Total Wine and More. So many friends that you need to shop for. Gifts on the shelves are so easy to find. Just what you love for your loved ones in mind. Your father likes Pinot Noir, Cabernet for your sis. Champagne for a co-worker, never a miss. Now that's a low price, you'll shout out with glee when you shop Total Wine for them and for me.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Guys, it's finally here. Wendy's new salted caramel frosty. It's cold, salted, yet perfectly sweet, delicious, and it's at the top of Santa's Christmas list. What? Santa has a list too, you know. And he's a huge salted caramel frosty fan. Probably why he's so jolly all the time. The iconic frosty with a salted caramel twist? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's. Salted caramel frosty flavored with other natural flavors.
Welcome back, everybody, to America on the Road. Kathy Rad back with you. And we have a very, very special guest. I kind of have a tendency to say we have a special guest each week, but this guest is really special. He is Ted West, a veteran automotive journalist, multi-award-winning automotive journalist, and now novelist, kind of the inspiration for my career. So you know who to blame, folks. Ted, thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a great pleasure to be here.
We'll see, but I hope so. It's so great to talk to you, Ted. And you and I have known each other now for quite some time. I think I've told a story on the show about you kind of inspiring my career and, you know, being one of the auto journalists that I really followed as just a young boy. You were an adult and I was a young boy. Okay, we're not that different in age, but
I'm still not an adult.
Yeah. But talk a bit about automotive journalism and automotive journalism, I think, when you got into it, because, you know, getting into it was kind of an interesting story, I think.
Sure. Well, I was very, very lucky. I went to University of California at Santa Barbara because you could go in the water every day. We surfed all the time. And I was also crazy about cars at the time. And my senior year at UC Santa Barbara, I got an idea for a satiric story to send to the editor at Road and Track. And he said, okay, kid, give it a shot. Let's see. And I wrote it. And he loved it. And it was published before I'd even graduated from UC Santa Barbara. And they published a second one before I had graduated. So I got in very, very lucky and very, very early.
I think, if I'm not wrong, Ted, I think that first story was about a 1948 Chrysler Windsor sedan. Is that correct?
Yes, indeed. A car of great, great dignity, but it was more just great. It was huge.
Right. And I read that story as, I guess, a 12-year-old or something like that. And I thought, boy, this is funny. This is great stuff. I like this. And I became even more of a fan of the car magazines and certainly a fan of Ted West. And I started to follow your byline from that point on.
Well, I led you down the wrong path, son. Well, what was really nice about it is the editor of Road and Track at the time, a guy named James T. Crow, Jim Crow, was a wonderful guy. And when I graduated from college, I let him know, listen, I'm out in the world and I want to write about cars. And he said, well, I'm sorry, I don't have anything at my magazine. Let me see what I can do. 2 months later, he called me up and he said he had found me a job at a competing magazine, which they never do, but he did. He found me a job at Sports Car Graphic Magazine. And I was feature editor there. I was there for 2 years before Jim Crow finally got me doing stuff for Road and Track. So I was, people ask, how do you get into this business? You just better be lucky as hell.
Yeah. Well, and it worked out that way for me. And I kind of followed in your footsteps there because my first consumer magazine was Sports Car Graphic, where I was feature editor at Sports Car Graphic, and one of the other incarnations of Sports Car Graphic, the magazine that refused to live.
Absolutely.
From that point on, I think you got a fascinating assignment as a fairly young guy to go over to Europe and follow some really important and spectacular racing. Tell me how that all developed.
To this day, it's the most mind-blowing assignment I've ever had. It was, again, James T. Crow. It was the first assignment he gave me after Sports Car Graphic. He sent me to Europe in 1970, of all things, to cover the Ferrari 512s versus the Porsche 917s. The first season where they went after each other. And I was to go to all the European races. It amounted to 6 or 7 different tracks, everything you could imagine. Le Mans, Nürburgring, Spa, Brands Hatch, just it was paradise. And all the drivers were these gods, these heroes that I could barely stand in the same parking lot with. They were so grand. But eventually, I began to get to know them because I was only 27, about the same age as most of them. And one by one, I gradually got to know them. It was just an amazing experience. And I did a story on each one of the races for Road and Track.
A lot of us follow international racing these days. Formula One is getting perhaps more popular than ever, and we're seeing a lot of that on TV.
Yep.
But in those days, it was a whole different thing from a lot of points of view. And And one of the important points of view, I guess, was the danger. So talk about that. And then I also want to talk about how immediate or not immediate the coverage of those races was.
Well, yeah. In those days, the way you found out about racing in Europe was you waited for the monthly magazine to come out. It would take 2 months for it to come out. So you wouldn't find out for 2 months what happened 2 months ago. But those days were incredibly dangerous. They were the most dangerous time of racing in the history of auto racing. My dear friend Brian Redman talks about how when he was on the starting grid of a Grand Prix in 1968, by 1973, only 8 of those drivers were still alive. Driver after driver got into a crash. They most often, the cars burst into flames, and many of the people were burned. It was just a terrible, terrible time. It was exciting, but exciting in a way that people in the modern time can't imagine in auto racing. But in the same time, it was absolutely riveting, because I would talk to one of these guys before a race, or I'd say hi to him while he was on the starting grid before the beginning of the race. And it would run through my mind, through the back of my mind, well, in 2 hours, one of these guys might not be here. And that was a real, real possibility. It was very dramatic, and it made the meaning of the races, the courage of the guys to do that, knowing what the risk was, made it just bigger than life. It was an amazing experience.
In a way, they were a lot like fighter pilots in World War II, right? I mean, they go out on a mission, and some of them might not come home at the end of the day, right?
Exactly. In fact, Dan Gurney, that was one of his favorite images. When he was driving a Formula One car, he said, we had a wonderful lunchtime conversation in the cafeteria at Indy one time, and he just said, well, what I always thought when I was in my Formula One car and there was a guy up ahead of me, I just thought I was a fighter plane. I was trying to shoot that son of a bitch down. That was his image. But it was also that sort of life and death, God, this is serious kind of mind space. It was very, very serious. And yet they did it because they were not going to do anything, but they would do anything to get in another car. It was their whole profession, their whole life.
Well, you took this experience, and it must have been a kind of a mind-searing experience that has stayed with you forever and ever. And then you turned it into a novel, Motorsports Fiction, a terrific book, Closing Speed, the best racing book I've ever read. It's just terrific. Using those experiences, how did that develop? I mean, when did you decide to write about this, and why did you decide to fictionalize it?
Well, that was 1970, and I continued covering racing all through the 70s and the 80s, and it kept sticking in my mind what an amazing series that was in 1970. And the Porsche 917 long tails at the Mulsanne Straight at Le Mans, we're going 248 miles an hour in 1970, faster than anybody had gone for another 25 or 30 years. In fact, they don't go that fast even now. And it just kept searing my mind with how unforgettable that year had been. And so after 15 or 20 years, I just thought, wow, wait a minute, I've got to write about that. That is the most exciting racing that has ever been since World War II. And I decided to write a novel.
And it's a terrific novel. And I think it would be interesting even for people who, and maybe equally for people who are not involved in racing at all. I mean, the human drama is there. It's a fascinating story. There's some romance to it, some intrigue to it, a marvelous story. Based largely on what you saw, but these are not just fictionalized real people, right?
No, it is fiction. It is, it's not this guy is actually Jackie Stewart or this guy is actually Jimmy Clark. It's nothing like that. These were characters I put together out of types of people that I had seen examples of as drivers, but they are fictional characters. There are some real people in the story, and they are identified by their real names, but the fictional main characters are makeups of various professional drivers I've known, types of people, the kind of person it takes to stand up to that mortal challenge that I was talking about.
Yeah.
They're fascinating people.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a fascinating story. It's called Closing Speed. It's a terrific book. It's available on Amazon and other outlets. So look for that.
Sure is.
I highly recommend it. And Ted, you've also kind of moved on from that to writing other novels about other subjects, not necessarily in the car realm. How did that develop?
Completely unrelated. Yeah, well, one of the mannerisms I had in my race car reporting was trying to be witty and funny and make it entertaining. And having written Closing Speed and having some experience with writing a novel, I decided I'd just do a satiric novel. So I did my first satiric novel. Is called The Seven Diddly Sins, not deadly, diddly sins. And it's a satire about the richest man in the world living in a Southern California beachside city, a little bit like Santa Barbara, where I'd lived for a long time.
Well, maybe a lot like Santa Barbara, but it is a fascinating story. And it's kind of a larger than life story. I mean, the main characters are larger than life, and it's just kind of outsized in a lot of ways, but in just a very charming way, I think.
Well, thank you. It's just a complete satire on what people would do if they had no limits on how much money they could spend and how big their imaginations could be. And then various things happen. There's a kidnapping involved because the richest man in the world has the richest daughter in the world, and the underworld gets the idea that maybe if they take her, they'll get some of that money back. And it goes on from there. And it's kind of silly and kind of fun.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And again, that is The Seven Diddly Sins, also by Ted West.
Yep.
And you have written another novel, kind of a coming of age novel that I think is really fascinating. It's really a wonderful story. Tell us a bit about that.
Well, yeah, thank you. It's called Reno the Crook. And Reno the Crook was the alter ego of this kid growing up in on the mean streets of Palo Alto, California. And he's a minister's son, and he doesn't want to be a minister's son. I'm a minister's son, and I didn't want to be a minister's son either. So it's a little bit autobiographical, a story of a kid coming of age and doing what he does to develop his own identity and having problems with his father. And all of us, not all of us, but lots of us had a lot of problems with growing up and finding out who we were. And that's what this novel is about. Reno the Crook was his alter ego, the little personality he decided he was when he was doing the things he wanted to do that established his own identity. He became Reno the Crook.
And you're in the midst of putting together yet another book, kind of a prequel to The Seven Diddly Sins. Tell us about that quickly.
Yes, I am. I went back to The Seven Diddly Sins characters, and I'm doing another a prequel, as you say. It's called Chill Out, Your Grace. And Your Grace, of course, is the richest man in the world. And it's another look at those people in the beach community. And the richest woman in the world, the young woman, is getting married to a Goomba from New Jersey. And they're in love, but they have all kinds of problems making love work. And they've got all these temptations, and they can do anything they want, but they get themselves in trouble doing it.
Well, I can't wait till that is published, Ted. And you're just doing so much. You're still my inspiration.
Well, thank you.
All these many years later, and I do appreciate it. And I so appreciate you joining us on the show.
Well, I love doing it. Thank you so much, Jack.
Great talking to you, Ted. And stay with us, everybody. We'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Thanks to Total Wine, you saved more on all the gifts for the ones you adore. Wines and beers all nestled on shelves. Got some advice from our helpful elves. Oh, so many gifts to explore when you go to Total Wine and more. Bottle so delightful, whoa, whoa, whoa. Priced so amazingly low, low, low.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Welcome back to America on the Road. Your co-host, Christine, Jack, with you, and it is listener question time. We love to get your listener questions, help you out with our vast bank of knowledge about automobiles. So send a question to editor@drivingtoday.com. That's editor@drivingtoday, all one word, .com. Let's dive right into this, Chris. This is a good question, I think, from Dan in Lexington, Kentucky. Are electric cars really cheaper to maintain than gas-powered ones? And what are the long-term costs I should consider?
Ooh, kind of a touchy subject, although there is data to show that there is a right answer to this. And it is that, yes, in general, they are cheaper to maintain, but they are not maintenance-free, despite what some evangelists will tell you about them. And that's because they have far fewer moving parts, right? So in an internal combustion engine, you have pistons and all sorts of other things moving around, and electric motors are much simpler. So you don't have engine air filters, there's no engine oil, no transmission fluid. The brakes can last longer on EVs if you're a heavy regenerative braking user because it slows the vehicle using the motors instead. But I will say on the flip side of this, Jack, and maybe you have some things you want to add, some electric vehicle owners tend to have a lead foot with all that torque on tap, so they burn through tires faster. That's not a universal rule. And then, you know, as I said, there are still maintenance considerations to make.
Yeah, one more thing I would point out, too, is insurance costs. And you should check into that before you buy an electric car, because they are more expensive to repair, and thus they're more expensive to insure. That essentially wraps up our show for this week. Happy Thanksgiving weekend to all of you and to Chris and his family. Before we go, I'd like to mention that as a Christmas gift to all our listeners, I'm giving away copies of The GR Factor, my book. Here it is, right here. It looks like this. I'm holding this up to the radio microphone.
I've read it, and it's fantastic.
Well, thank you very much. All you have to do is send an email to editor@drivingtoday.com. That's editor@drivingtoday.com. Say, send me the book, and the good folks at E.M. Lancy Publishers will get it out to you. If you like our show, please pass it on. List it on this radio station each week and let your friends know where you hear America on the Road. And, of course, America on the Road is available as a podcast on YouTube and Rumble. Right, Chris?
It absolutely is. A quick Google search for the America on the Road podcast will bring us to you on all the major platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, and Rumble, as Jack mentioned. Like us, download us, leave us a review. All of those things help us out significantly, and you can take us with you wherever you go.
Right. Thanks to our Sports Byline Network stations for carrying America on the Road. Most of all, thanks to you for listening to America on the Road. We really appreciate the fact you're with us. So join us again next time for another edition of America on the Road.
Hi, this is Rick Tittle. Tune in every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Pacific time for the Video Game Review. We'll review games. We'll give away a brand new game. We'll talk cheat codes, new releases, and your calls as well. That's right here every Sunday night on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Hi, everybody. I'm Fred Wallen. Please join us for Sports Overnight America right here on Sports Byline and SportsByline.com. We'll talk about anything and everything in the wonderful and wacky world of sports. Join me, Fred Wallen, 10 p.m. Pacific time, every Friday evening.